It's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers on Nova 103.5 with Refugee. Imagine the state of rhinos. Rhinos basically ending up as refugees, you could call them, in Namibia. They've been chased out of their territories. They've been hunted. They've been poached. I have Rudy Duval in the studio with me from Shepherd's Hill Wildlife Rescue, and they're going to be doing the Rhino Drought Relief fundraiser that we were talking about taking place this Friday morning. It is still morning. Good morning, Rudy.
Hi, good morning.
So tell us a bit about what's happening this Friday. We know there's a Blixkit. We know that people can buy intersections and try and raise some funds.
Yeah, this basically what we're trying to do is to sell the intersections in Windhoek at the cost of 5,000 Namibian dollars, especially for companies, and to come fly their corporate colors with us and to raise funds that morning between 6 and 8 to raise funds for the rhinos. And this is just for the feed. This is just for rhino feed, nothing else. We stand about 12,000 Namibian dollars per day to feed these rhinos,
sure,
especially with this drought.
Mm.
And yeah.
So this is then a specific, let's say, herd of rhinos that you're looking after, or is it like countrywide that you're going to be taking the feed?
Yeah, that's countrywide. There's we're about 12 farmers altogether that's been involved in this campaign.
Okay.
So, and unfortunately, I can't give any location.
Yeah, no, we exactly. I was saying earlier that we can't even really know specifically exactly how many numbers of rhino we have in the country at the moment because of all of those sorts of things.
Okay, our numbers, the black rhinos have increased tremendously from 500 in the 80s, mm-hmm, up till just over 3,000 lately.
Sure.
And the difference between the black and the white rhino in Namibia is you can own privately a white rhino, mm-hmm, but you need to be part of the rhino custodian program to be part of, to have black rhinos, because you need to be part of a program to look after the black rhinos, mm, as well. And I think this is the winning recipe that we have in Namibia, is that we're working very closely with MEFT, Ministry of Environment and Tourism, and yeah.
Okay, so I mean, as you're saying, you've got this rhino custodianship that you know, private farmers are allowed to have black rhino,
yes,
on their property. They don't own them; they belong to the government, but they are allowed to help take care of them, and that's obviously gone a long way to bringing our numbers up. But the conservancy model, I believe, is also, I mean, that's also definitely helped that in the communal lands,
yes,
Dummeraland,
sure,
area, Palambach,
yeah,
those sorts of places,
yes, definitely
the community getting involved and taking ownership again,
of those,
again they don't own them,
yes. I think that is one of the things that's basically why we so successful, especially with our rhino breeding programs in Namibia, is especially with the conservancy people. They are involved in this whole, mm, thing. They part of this whole rhino initiatives, mm, in Namibia, and that I think it makes us a little bit better.
So I mean, looking at, having been in Dummeraland and looking at the areas where the rhino sort of naturally live, not in, you know, farms, mm-hmm, farms have got a bit more vegetation. The farmers, you know, if we've moved them into the central highlands,
yeah,
and but the rhino are pretty hardy. I mean, if they can live in an area like that, they can eat, take euphorbias, which would kill any other animal, basically. You know, how much feed do rhinos actually need? I'm not taking away from the fundraiser. I'm just trying to get us a realistic idea.
Per day, the white rhino can eat anything between 60 and 80 kgs per day,
sure,
and a black rhino between 50 and 60 per day that,
okay,
they can eat. Because they late afternoon, night,
mm,
eaters, so yeah.
So there'd be a little bit of me left, but none of me left, and the white rhino ate me.
Yeah.
Yes, okay, you know what I'm getting.
Yes.
All right, tell us a bit more again then about this Friday. Have you sold any intersections
yet? We've sold about 4 intersections so,
okay,
far, because,
nice,
we desperately need some, mm, companies to help us. And because, like I said, we need about 12,000 per day to feed this,
yeah,
rhinos. And I think the bigger problem is at this point in time is just the feed that, mm, we're looking at. It's not any other cost, like the protection. And
yeah, this isn't even going into anti-poaching. This,
exactly,
is just feeding,
precisely,
them to keep them alive in the drought.
Just to keep them,
sure,
in the system. Not just to keep them alive, to keep them in the, mm, system at this point in time. because we need to do everything, whatever humanely is possible, to keep those animals in the system.
I mean, we think about, you know, obviously the loss to poaching, but if we were to lose breeding rhinos just because they've starved, I mean, that would be a travesty.
Not on my watch. I promise you, not on my watch.
So we've got information on our Facebook page, Nova Facebook page. Anywhere else that people can get more information, get in touch with you?
My contact details is on there, as well as the email address where they can inquire on any intersections that is still available, or whatever, if they want to make a donation, anything at this point in time will help and assist us.
I was going to say, over and above just this Friday, people can obviously still get involved, even if they're not based in Windhoek and they can't do the Blikskit, they can get in touch with you and they can still get involved in the entire initiative.
Oh yes, for sure, definitely.
Rudy, one last, let's go with a bit of a positive way to end things, I suppose. You've obviously been out there, you've gotten to see rhino. What is the most, you know, obviously again, not telling us where, because we can't, but what was the most for you magnificent rhino encounter, rhino experience that you've had?
I've had a few encounters, a few experiences so far, and the one thing that I've witnessed, that it's basically the birth of a new baby rhino. And on the other hand, a little bit less beautiful as a fight between two rhino bulls. It's not a nice sight to see, and they can kill each other.
I was going to say, that must be, I don't want to say magnificent, or let's use awesome in the real term, because awesome is like you're actually afraid.
Yeah, because they can, and then you realize the strength that these guys have and what they're capable of.
Sure.
And yeah, but like I said, as I've seen a lot of, I've experienced a lot.
Well, thank you so much, Rudy. Everyone out there, like we say, these are our animals. This is a sort of an iconic Namibian species. We need to do whatever we can to keep them alive, especially through this drought. So if you can, take part in the Blikskit this Friday. Otherwise, get in touch, get hold of Rudy. You can get all the information on the Nova Facebook page. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for Nova and Radio Wave as well. Thank you so much.